It's Monitor 65 for Sunday, August 1st. And in addition to keeping you abreast of the important events of this day, we're going to review some unusual events of the past. For example, do you know what president had to sneak out of the White House during his inaugural reception because the whole affair became too rowdy? In 3 minutes or so, the answer to that, and more unusual anecdotes about presidential inaugurations. This is the march from Up from the Beach by Ray Ellis.
Coffee break always seem to end too soon. Would you like to stretch that break? Well, here's a man who's found a way to do it.
Yep. I found a way to stretch my coffee break all right, and it really works. Here's what I do. When it's time to go back to work, I top off my break with a stick of Juicy Fruit gum. Of course, chewing a stick of Juicy Fruit doesn't really make the break last longer, but it sure seems longer.
That's right. When you top off your coffee break with a stick of Juicy Fruit gum, you take that good, relaxed coffee break feeling back to the job with you. You can go right on enjoying the good chewing while you're working. Helps keep you relaxed and at your best. Try it and see for yourself. Discover how chewing Juicy Fruit gum seems to stretch your coffee break.
President Johnson is our 36th president. Yet there have been 53 presidential inaugurations in American history. No two inaugurals have been alike. Each was noteworthy in its own way, and together they make a fine subject for a book. One has been written by Glenn D. Kittler. It's entitled Hail to the Chief, The Inauguration Days of Our Presidents. And the author was interviewed by Bess Byerson.
Mr. Kittler, welcome to Monitor.
Thank you, Miss Larson.
And may I thank you for a delightful evening. I thoroughly enjoyed the book.
Oh, thank you.
You say that President Lincoln had to be smuggled into Washington to take his presidential oath. Why was that?
Because of the tremendous threat of assassination. At the time of his election, the country was badly split over the slavery question. And when he left Springfield, there was a train running ahead of him in case there were any logs or anything on the tracks, and they did find some. But oddly enough, despite all that, he made a lot of speeches as he came across. It was on that trip that he asked for that little girl up in Elmira, New York, I think, the one who told him to grow a beard. But when he got to Philadelphia, they realized that there was a serious plot at Baltimore to kill him as he changed trains. So to thwart that plan, he left Harrisburg late at night in disguise, and got into Washington the next morning, and nobody knew he was there.
What was the disguise?
A tam and a shawl. And he was very annoyed about all this because he said the people of the country will think their president had to sneak into the Capitol. And sure enough, some newspaper cartoonist did do that.
When we think of inaugurations, we usually think of pomp and circumstance. But haven't there been some extremely simple ceremonies?
Yes, they were the emergency ceremonies. Right here in New York, Chester Allen Arthur took his oath of office in his parlor at 123 Lexington Avenue. Mm-hmm. Theodore Roosevelt's first oath was taken in a home in Buffalo, New York, following the death of McKinley. Eisenhower's second was taken on a Sunday morning in the Blue Room of the White House. Cases like that, mm-hmm. where they were simple.
Well, there have been times when inaugural receptions were somewhat less than dignified. Some even got out of hand.
Sure.
Andrew Jackson's, for example, I remember reading when they resorted to putting big tubs of pine punch out on the lawn.
Yes, there was no inaugural ball that year because his wife had died just a few months before. But he decided it would be all right for the people to come into the White House to shake hands with him. Well, they did more than that. They were pushing him all over the place in admiration. And then when they saw the food and the punch, they went crazy about that. Everybody wanted souvenirs. They were tearing the draperies off the wall. Finally, he had to sneak through a window, go back to his hotel. And to get the people out of the White House, they took the bowls of punch out on the lawn and kept moving them closer and closer to the sidewalk until they could slam the gates and everybody was gone.
By the way, your title is Hail to the Chief, and while I was reading it, I was rather curious about the origin of Hail to the Chief, the song that's officially played at the inauguration.
Well, that was a mystery for a long time. The title comes from Sir Walter Scott's Lady of the Lake, Hail to the Chief Who in Triumph Advances. That was published in 1810. The composer was James Sanderson. He was a composer of popular songs, and he led an orchestra in a London music hall, and he died around 1820. So that means the song was put together sometime between 1810 and 1820, but we have no record as to when it was first used. I think the book says Hayes, but I couldn't find it mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, Glenn Kitla, I found all your accounts of all the inaugurations from 1789 through to 1965 to be the most vivid and informative, and I thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Ben.
Glenn D. Kitler, author of the new book, Hail to the Chief, the Inauguration Days of Our Presidents. And this is Beth Meyerson for Monitor.
Up until recently, you know, there were no words to Hail to the Chief. Upon a White House recommendation during the Kennedy administration, a lyric was written to the presidential anthem, and we thought you'd like to hear part of it.
With devotion and pride, we salute our chief executive. In him we fervently pledge our belief. May God stay beside him and guide him on his way. Hail to our country's commander-in-chief.
You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Call Brad Crandall on Plaza 78866 weeknights starting at 7:45 on the conversation station WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Barry Nelson continuing with Monitor, and let's all head downtown, shall we, with the Johnny Man Singers.
Down, 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 down white hot charcoal. Heat, searing heat. Meat cooking. Heat that can dry out even expensive meat. But you can keep meat juicy, even over hot barbecue fires, with Adolph's Instant Meat Tenderizer. Adolph's does much more than simply make meat tender. It keeps any kind or cut of meat far juicier, more flavorful. Next barbecue, try it. Adolph's Instant Meat Tenderizer.
There is nothing like a lark, nothing like a lark, nothing like a lark.
I enjoy lark. Flavor stays there, taste is right.
Nothing like a lark.
Only Lark's filter has two outer sections plus an inner chamber of charcoal granules. Lark, richly rewarding, uncommonly smooth. America's most popular new cigarette.
There is nothing like a lark, nothing like a lark, nothing like a lark.
And for comedy, there's nothing like a Jonathan Winters. Jonathan's coming up after we hear Dean Martin's latest hit.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name. Just walking in the rain, going back to Houston. 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 I got the holes in both of my shoes. Well, I'm a walking kid in the blue. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
Presents the Jonathan Winters Sketchbook. Impressions of improbable people. In the sketch, Jonathan has several improbable people.
Uncle Willard had this used pet shop. It was for used pets. And, yeah, there's always something wrong with them, you know. And so a guy came in one day and he said, how much is the doggy in the window?
That doggy out there in front? That dog run you a dollar.
A dollar for a dog? Isn't that a little unusual?
No. I don't know whether you noticed or not, he ain't got no claws on his right paw. Serve a conversation, please.
Yes, no, I wouldn't want that. What the devil's that over there?
Oh, that's an owl. I can give you him for $375. You wouldn't know it. He ain't got no feathers on his body. I got it down Biloxi, and there was a storm come up or something, blew all his feathers off. And I've got purple feathers and chartreuse, and what you can do is put a little slickum on his belly and paste them on there, you know, and put him there in the parlor. And
Well, it's a conversation piece like a dog. Yeah.
I see. Oh, listen, incidentally, don't put your finger in that bowl. No, the reason I... Oh, took your finger off, didn't it?
Oh, God, you know, it's a funny thing. We never have to feed that fish nothing. There's always some clown like yourself putting his finger in the bowl. Took it right off, didn't he? Oh, I bet that's smart, snort it. That's a piranha. Them things hit anything. Hit anything. Got him in the Amazon River. I never got him. Some guy dropped off here one day. Over the bait shop.
Listen, I'll tell you what I can do. I can give you that kangaroo over there for 10 and a half. Come all the way from Australia. Most of them do. I got him as far as Muncie, and he fell off a flat car and broke his tail. Now, you know, most of them sit back there on their tails like this. But this one, you got to lean him again some. Oh, I don't believe I'd want that.
I guess not. Listen, I've got a boa constrictor here. It's pregnant. I can give you that, and a dozen white rats free. And once you see it, I'll let it out here. Oh, careful. Oh, Lord. Ma, come in here. That snake up and swallowed another customer.
Jonathan Winters, the wildest man in captivity, and we got him here each weekend on Monitor Comedy Time.
It's Jumbo Year-End Savings Time at your Oldsmobile dealers. Hurry into your Oldsmobile dealers now for the greatest values ever on the greatest Olds performers ever. It's Jumbo Year-End Savings Time. Time to join the swing to an Olds 88 and really save. Move right out right now at the right price. Check out Jetstar 88, lowest priced full-size Olds. Action test the car that's powered to put you where the action is, the Dynamic 88. Or move out in a beautiful Delta 88 during Jumbo Year-End Savings Time at your old dealer.
LaForge and the title song from the new movie I'll Take Sweden. And for those who didn't, Barry Nelson here inviting you to stay for more of Monitor, bringing you the sounds of the weekend whirl on NBC stations from coast to coast. Southwestern Michigan hears us on WBCK, the voice of the serial city in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Driving this weekend, take Monitor with you on the NBC radio network.
jumbo year-end savings time at your Oldsmobile dealer. Step right up for the greatest values ever on the exciting 1965 Oldsmobile 88. It's jumbo year-end savings time at your Olds dealer. The best time to go the rocket action route and save. You'll find the widest selection of 88s ever at the greatest savings ever on Jetstar 88. The big Olds at the smallest 88 price. Dynamic 88. Long, low, and powered to put you where the action is. Move right out right now at the right price during jumbo year-end savings time at your Olds dealer.
And there you are in your merry Oldsmobile listening to, guess what? Monitor. And we're very glad to have your company. I'm your host, Barry Nelson. From the soundtrack of that new movie, The Hallelujah Trail, here's the theme composed and conducted by Elmer Bernstein. Ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad. In 1 minute, a report from Washington on the president's activities during the past week. First, this word from Shulton, makers of famous Old Spice for men.
Great day, come sail away on the fresh cool breeze of Old Spice. Make way, the mermaid say, for the man who uses Old Spice.
And believe me, that's the way it is with Old Spice aftershave lotion. You'll love it, and the girls will love it, too. That's the unique thing about Old Spice. That marvelous aroma is as masculine as you'd want it to be. And yet, ladies and mermaids go for it, too. There's nothing quite like Old Spice, soothing and stimulating at the same time. Enjoy that fresh, cool tang. Start your day with Old Spice. It's the unique aftershave lotion. Old Spice, just $1.25.
Great days come sail away on the fresh cool breeze of Old Spice. Make way, the mermaid say, for the man who uses Old Spice. Fresh as the breeze, yo-ho, yo-ho.
Now, Ron Nesson, NBC News, Washington.
President Johnson is making a record of one success piled upon another in domestic matters, but in foreign affairs, especially in Vietnam, the record is unclear, and only the future will tell whether Mr. Johnson's policies will bring success. This uneven progress of the administration in the two areas was dramatically symbolized by the president's activities this past week. On Wednesday, he announced he is sending 50,000 more American troops into the Vietnam War and doubling the draft to 35,000 a month. He committed the United States to fight on no matter how long or how big a force it takes until the communists stop their aggression. There is no sign that the end of the war is near. In contrast, on Friday, the president relished one of his greatest triumphs. He signed into law the Medicare bill, providing hospital and nursing home care for people over 65, paid for by raising Social Security taxes. This is the most sweeping expansion of Social Security since it began. Mr. Johnson flew to Independence, Missouri to sign the bill with former President Truman at his side. Mr. Johnson praised Mr. Truman for introducing the first government medical insurance plan 20 years ago. This also underlined the fact that no president could persuade Congress to approve Medicare until Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson's newest Vietnam buildup was less dramatic than some people anticipated. He did not call reserve troops to active duty. He did not ask Congress for a lot more money, he did not declare a national emergency, and he appealed to United Nations Secretary General U Thant to arrange peace talks. High official sources say the president took this relatively mild approach because, first, he did not want to be provocative, he wants to leave the door open for the communists to seek peace, and second, Mr. Johnson felt our bomb raid against the anti-aircraft missile bases near Hanoi was demonstration enough of our determination. With the long Vietnam deliberations over, Mr. Johnson was able to catch up on some problems not related to the war. He made a number of appointments, John Gardner, educator and Republican, to be Health, Education, and Welfare Secretary, replacing Anthony Celebrezze, who becomes a federal judge. Abe Fortas, an old Johnson friend and advisor, to be a Supreme Court justice, replacing Arthur Goldberg, the new United Nations ambassador, and John Chancellor, NBC News White House correspondent, to be head of the Voice of America. Mr. Johnson was shown the remaining 19 photographs of Mars taken by the Mariner spacecraft. He called them awe-inspiring, and he said as one who had been scared out of his wits by science fiction stories, he was glad the scientists saw no signs of life on Mars. This is Ron Nesson, NBC News, Washington.
Ring Around the World, another monitor close-up of people and events here and abroad. This report also brought to you by Newsweek magazine. You don't have to be a member of the so-called jet set to be part of the jet age, but being aware of what's going on these days isn't enough. And understanding of what's going on gets harder all the time. And that's where Newsweek magazine can do you a big favor. Newsweek offers the one sure way of keeping up with everything that goes on in the world. Newsweek is the modern news weekly, alert, lively, aware, and constantly changing to help you keep up with the changing times. From now on, read Newsweek. Worldwide circulation, now more than 2 million weekly. Looking ahead to Monitor's headline attractions, here's an item that definitely belongs in the entertainment section. Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli in their first concert together at the London Palladium. And you'll hear part of that exciting performance recorded live next on the Monitor Beacon.
The in-station 660 knows.
WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
It's Monitor on stage for the first national preview of the Judy Garland Liza Minnelli concert recorded live at the Palladium in London. A completely captivated audience watched and listened and cheered as Judy and her daughter Liza performed together in concert for the first time.
Thank you.
be humble out in a crowd. I can be lonely, I can be proud. It all depends on you. I know that I can save money or spend it. All right, I'm living or end it. You're the main driver.
Stage with Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli in their first performance together, recorded live at the London Palladium and heard for the first time coast to coast this weekend on Monitor.
Now, before I do, I'd like you all to move right down and close so you can all see just a little bit better. Everyone move right down.
Summertime. A good time for a carnival. A great time for Dial soap. Dial keeps you fresh and sure like no other soap can. It's the most effective deodorant soap you can buy. Aren't you glad you used Dial? Don't you wish everybody did?
In one moment, a report on physical fitness. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Aetna Casualty Insurance Company, whose agents offer you quality insurance of all kinds with PS, personal service. Don't you agree? With Aetna Casualty, the insurance that protects your home, your family, is much too important to divide among several agents as favors. You're served best when you rely on one agent who earns your insurance, and an Aetna Casualty agent will. He'll survey your needs thoroughly, make sure your home is adequately covered, check improvements, search out dangerous liability sources, check automobile coverages, make certain you're protected against really serious loss. Then he'll prepare an individualized program of Aetna Casualty Insurance with every important hazard covered. He'll check periodically, keep protection up to date, and he'll see that any claim is settled fairly, promptly. Yes, that's unusual service. It's Aetna Casualty's PS, personal service, extra service at no extra cost. Let one responsible Aetna Casualty agent earn your insurance. Look in the yellow pages. Call an Aetna Casualty agent. One of the domestic problems the nation faces is the physical fitness of its youth. In Flint, Michigan, the problem is being solved in a sensible way. A report from Monitor's Dan Hunter.
Mr. Frank Manley, as executive director of Mott Foundation Projects, how long have you been interested and involved in physical fitness?
All my life.
Your community school concept is rapidly expanding nationally. How does this educational project tie into physical fitness?
Well, in the first place, the community school program just utilizes all the physical facilities that we have in the schools. The gymnasiums, the shops, the auditoriums, the playgrounds, the swimming pools, and all the rest of them. And it seemed a shame to have all the standing idle, except for 6 hours a day. So it made a perfect place for us to practice our programs that we taught during the day.
How do we keep our children physically fit here in this area?
Well, we have a program here that what we call the Health Guarded Child. And when we started our program, there's 11.5% of our youngsters in school that were free, entirely free from correctable physical defects.
One of the varied projects, of course, of this community school program is the 10th annual Flint Olympian Games, now in progress, with well over 8,000 participants from age 8 over 80 participating. How did the games originate?
Well, the first place, the summertime, July and August months, were the weakest months of our whole school year. kids get lazy and so on and don't care too much about exerting themselves. And so we needed something to motivate and stimulate their interest. And so I was invited to Atlanta, Georgia, where I went down and found out about their Havelana games, the games between Havana, Cuba, and Atlanta, Georgia. And they had such a great time, I was very much inspired by it. I came back and decided to see if we couldn't have an arrangement with Canada, some city in Canada. But before we did that, we needed to get our youngsters in shape. So we each, in each community school, we developed an Olympic team, junior Olympic team. And then we competed among ourselves, and then we took the best off of that to play the team from Canada.
Well, Mr. Manley, from our Flint Olympian Games, more than 700 Flint athletes and a total of 1,500 citizens will travel to Hamilton, Ontario for the annual Canusa Games. What are your remarks in regards to this great international competition between two friendly cities?
We think that, first place, we can never be too friendly with any foreign country. And this has been one of the finest things that's ever happened. And the friendships that are developed far excel even the athletic program, which we think is terrific. So out of it, you know, there's many times that you have winners and losers. But in this particular event, everybody's a winner.
Thank you, Mr. Frank Manley, Executive Director of Mott Foundation Projects and a member of the President's Physical Fitness Advisory Council. This is Dan Hunter in Flint, Michigan, returning you to Monitor Sports.
And now a word about Lark Filter cigarettes.
There is nothing like a lark, nothing like a lark, nothing like a lark.
I enjoy lark. Flavor stays there, taste is right.
Nothing like a lark.
Only Lark's filter has two outer sections plus an inner chamber of charcoal granules. Lark, richly rewarding, uncommonly smooth. America's most popular new cigarette.
There is nothing like a lark, nothing like a lark, nothing like a lark.
Monitor covers all that's current in the world of sports throughout each weekend. She's obviously the most popular Brazilian export since coffee. And speaking of potables,
Did you know that one of the new fads in bars these days is ordering your drinks by the pound? It's cheaper by the pound, they say. The other day I saw a fellow drink a whole pound of martinis, after which he said he felt just like an astronaut. Weightless. Cheers, everybody. I'll be back after we hear NBC Monitor News. This is Barry Nelson.
Senator John Stennis, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, will meet the press today on the NBC radio network.